And last week, Sadra Parshas Vayigash, Vayomer Anuchi Akel, okay, Avicha Al Tzivah Mirdam Yisraima, Ki Lagoi Gadol Asimcha Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov Avinu that he'll take care of Yaakov, Anuchi Eredimcha Mitzrayim, Anuchi Alcha Gamalo, Yosef Yashis Yadav Aleinecha, that I will go down with you, I'll come back with you, and Yosef will place his hands over your eyes when you pass away, says Rashi. Vanuchi alcha, hivticho lios nikbar ba'aretz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov Avinu that even though he's going down to Mitzrayim and he's going to die in Mitzrayim eventually, he'll be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Yaakov Avinu requests of Yosef at the beginning of this week's Sedra, al nasik bereini b'Mitzrayim. And Rashi comments, quoting the Medrash, three reasons why Yaakov Avinu wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, quoting Medrash Rabbah, sofa lios afrakinim, number one, that the earth in Mitzrayim at one point during the Makos is going to be full of kinim. Number two, she'ein mesei chutz la'aretz chayim el b'tzar gilgal mechilos. When it comes to tchias emesim, there's going to be more pain for those that are buried in chutz la'aretz, that they're going to have to go through tunnels to get to Eretz Yisrael at tchias emesim, and therefore it's more benoach to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And number three, shelo yasuni mitzvah avodah zarah. Yaakov Avinu was worried that the mitzvah may make him into an avodah zarah. So two of these reasons were presumably unique to Yaakov Avinu and his time, reason number one and reason number three, that aren't relevant to most other people. But the middle reason, that those that pass away in Eretz Yisrael, at Chutz La'aretz, have more of a tzar and tchias emesim, that presumably be relevant to anyone. Chazal have additional considerations as to why there may be advantages to being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Now that's what the Gemara tells us in Ksubis, and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, the top line of this excerpt, Amar Ravanan, call a cover buried in Yisrael, ki ilu cover tachas ha-mizbeach. Gemara says that anyone buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he's buried under the mizbeach, which is a good thing. And then the Gemara has a memor of Ula on the third line here, Ula ha-veragil da-vesalik l'Eretz Yisrael, that Ula, who was in Bavel, would travel to Eretz Yisrael. Nach nafshe b'chutz la'aretz. However, he passed away in chutz la'aretz. Asu amru le'ler blazer. So they informed Reb Blazer that Ula passed away. Amar ant Ula. He said, you Ula, ala demat tmeya tamus, that you passed away in a defiled, impure land. Amrulo, then they said to him, Aronoba, yeah, he passed away in Bavel, but he's going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Amrulahem, Eino Doma Koltasa Mechayim L'Koltasa L'Achamisa. That's not as good, meaning better that a person should die in Eretz Yisrael and be buried in Eretz Yisrael than to die in Chutz La'aretz and then be buried in Eretz Yisrael. That's a distant second. So the Mila, there is a Mila being buried in Eretz Yisrael, but the bigger Mila is that you should live in Eretz Yisrael before you die in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Gemara a few lines later has Meimer Rabba of Rav Yosef, Damri Tarvayu, Kisherin Shababavel Eretz Yisrael Kotasan, that the Kasher Jews in Bavel will be absorbed by Eretz Yisrael and be buried there. Sherin Shabashar Rasas Bavel Kotasan. And the Kasher ones in other lands will be absorbed in Bavel. So Gemara says, what's that talking about? They were talking about Yuchsin, so that's not true. Eli Nikfu is talking about burial. So those, the Kasher in Eretz Yisrael, the Kasher in Bavel will be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And then the final Mamer relevant to us, the first long line, at the end of the line, Amr Blazer, Mason Shebechutz Aretz Einam Chayim, that those that die in Chutz Aretz will not have a Trias Mason. And then the Gemara asks in that, fine. So these are various milas that you see in the Gemara in Ksubis to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. The Tanchum in our Sedra has the following. Lama in the name of Chalbo, Lama ha'avos mechaber bin kavura as Eretz Yisrael. So why is it that the avos attached such importance to being buried in Eretz Yisrael? Shemesei Eretz Yisrael chay in tchila limos ha-mashiach. Because those that die in Eretz Yisrael are going to be the first to come to life again, limos ha-mashiach. What's the benefit of coming back first? It sounds like it's better to get in on the action early.
Everyone
who is Roy Lakach will be, but better to be first. Then the Medrash has a Memra that Mi Shemeis B'chutz La'aretz V'nikra Sham Shtei Mises Yesh B'yado. That if a person dies in Chutzlar and is buried there, that's a double whammy, a double misa. And of course, our pasuk one other psukim, I'm not to forget him in Sayim. Then Simone says, so is that the case that tzaddikim who are buried in Chutzlar are going to lose out? Ella, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make tunnels and they're going to roll through the tunnels and get back to Eretz Yisrael. And then they'll come back to life in Eretz Yisrael. Chubas HaRadvaz, Chelik Aleph Simen Tuf Pei Dalid, notes that this is a mile of Eretz Yisrael when it says by the Meraglim, Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi, that Eretz Yisrael literally eats up its inhabitants. So mitok gnusa lemanu shivcha, that the Meraglim are saying it lignai as a negative, but you see something positive from that. Shemim Meheres Lecha Les Yoshveh Asher Besalcha, that there is a faster decomposition of Mesim in Eretz Yisrael, which enables peace for the neshama, however that works. All of this speaks to the Mila of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like best is to live in Eretz Yisrael and be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's still worth something to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Yerushalmi in Ksubis Perek Yud Beis has the following. Rabba Bar Kiria Verb Lazar Havim Metailin B'Istrin, they're taking a walk in Istrin. Roa Ronos Shehin Boz Michutz Laretz. So they were taking a walk through Ben Gurion Airport and they saw all these planes coming from Chutz Laretz with people to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rabba Bar Kiria Ler Blazer, Maho Ilu Elu. What good is it for these people who lived in Chutz Laretz to suddenly come to Eretz Yisrael to be buried? About them, the pasuk says, Nachalasi Santem Toiva B'Chayechem. Now, when you're alive, you despised my inheritance. You didn't care to live here when you were alive. But Tavo V'Tatemu Esarzi V'Misaschen. And now that you're dead, you're coming to defile the land. So they would come and they put earth from Eretz Yisrael on the Aron. So these Amorayim were not such fans of the burial in Eretz Yisrael industry. If someone didn't live there, so what right do you have to come and be buried there? Some of the latest Svarim point out that there's a Zohar that says the same thing as at Yerushalmi. So what do we assume halacha? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Hei, Halachi Yud Aleph, Amr Chachamim, Kol HaShochein Be'eretz Yisrael, Avanosav Mechulin. If someone lives in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Kaparis Avanos. Hafilu Halach Ba'arba Amos, Zach L'chayu Olam Haba. Even if you walk for Amos, you get Olam Haba for living in Eretz Yisrael, for walking in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein ha'kavur b'niskaper, if someone is buried in Eretz Yisrael, that achieves a kapara. Ein odoma kaltos mechaim l'kaltos achamels, it's still better to live in Eretz Yisrael and die in Eretz Yisrael than to die in Chutz Laretz and then be buried, but you still get something out of being buried in Eretz Yisrael even if you lived in Chol. V'afal piken g'dolei chachamim ayum olicha meseim l'sham. So even though it's true that ein odoma kaltos mechaim l'kaltos achamels, it's better to live there, but nevertheless, Gedolei Chachamim would send Mason to Eretz Yisrael for burial. say Yolaman, Miyakov Avinu, the Yosef Hatzadik. So Rambam here writes that there's a Mila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and that Mila exists even if you didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. And this is relevant in the following halacha context. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Tesvav, Ein Mefanin Es Hameis Mikever LeKever, you're not allowed to exhume, to reinter in a body, Afilu Mibazi LeMechubed, even if you have a maze that was buried in a less respectable cemetery, less respectable section, and you want to reinter him in a more respectable section, you're not allowed to do that. The imhaya besoch sadeyu mifaneyu afilu min mechubad lebazoi. But if it's in he's buried in his own property, so then you leave it min mechubad lebazoi. Says this is based on Yerushalmi, moi katan perek beis, and the Ramban writes in Taras Adam, that's the Ramban's Chibur on Hilchos Avelos, which is one of the major bases of much of the Psalm of Hilchos Avelos that appear in Shulchan Aruch, the major basis of a lot in the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Avelos. So the Ramban writes, Kavalei maskana de milsa she'asya lifanos es ha-meis avas ha-tzamas im-kamal ha-sarach meis acher. So you're not allowed to exhume or reintern one meis in order to bury a different meis there. V'kol she'ken lefanos ha-malkam, nor can you do it if you need the space. V'chein lasos lo-kever mechubad emenu aser, nor can you reintern, just have a more mechubadik burial place. Aval le-kapara shelo u-lechvado. But if you're doing it for the sake of the kapara of the meis, Kigon, or the covered mace, Kigon lahalosa l'eretz Yisrael u'yishalayim. For example, to bring the nifter to Eretz Yisrael to be reinterred in Eretz Yisrael, u'yishalayim, ole kivros avasav, or to his family plot, that is mutter. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes this on the side of the Rambam there in Hilchos Avel, this Ramban that while in general you're not allowed to be mefana meis, but if it's the kapara or lechvodo as kagon to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, that is mutter. Now the curious line in this Taras Adam is he says to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, uli Yerushalayim. So is there a mila of being buried in Yerushalayim over the rest of Eretz Yisrael? Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Ravazder, Cheli Beis, Simen, Reish Zion. So he quotes a Brisa Maseches Machos Perek Yud that Rav Shimon Elazar says there was a borrowed kever that Gamliel had in Yavne, and then they would be malin oso Yerushalayim. So it sounds like they initially buried in Yavne, and then they reinterned in Yerushalayim. So that sounds like there is a mile of being buried in Yerushalayim over the rest of Eretz Yisrael. He quotes a Targum and Shir Shirim that Tchias Amazim is going to start from Har HaZesim. Now he does note that when we talk about Berlin Yerushalayim, it's not Yerushalayim proper. As the Rambam tells us, Perek Zayin, Alach Yadala Beis HaBechira, you're not allowed to bury within the city limits of Yerushalayim, meaning of halachic biblical Yerushalayim. But Har Zesim is on the outskirts, or a place that's on the outskirts of biblical Yerushalayim. Maybe there's a mila to being buried there. And then Rav Shtermach talks about Shuvas Ben Hagos, Chelik Beis, Simen Tav Reish Yud Gimel, Chelik Beis, Simen Tav Reish Yud Gimel. He quotes the same tradition that Chias Amesim is going to start from Har Zesim, and therefore there is an Inyan to be buried on Har Zesim relative to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But he says, and maybe there's an Inyan of being buried closer to the outskirts of Yerushalayim, but he says at the end of the day, all of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, and there's a benefit to being buried anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. He says, not only Har Zesim, Har Menuchos is a good place, and there are many Gedolim buried there, and Bnei Brak is a Makom Torah, and there are Gedolim buried there. So there's a Milam being buried in a Makom Torah too. But Har Zesim, he says, there's a special Milo. The Sama Rebbe, Vayol Moshe, in our Seder, Parshas Vayechi, just note, if you look back at Lashon Rambam that he said a few moments ago in Malachim Parakeh, he says, the Rambam says, Afal Pikein Gedolei Chachamim Hayim Alicha Meseim L'Sham, that it was a Gedolei Chachamim that would insist on Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say that everyone did. So maybe the Rambam is telling you that it's not necessarily such a expectation or milah for everyone. Maybe it's just a takana that Gedolei Chachamim had. The Rambam didn't have the Zohar, but maybe if he had the Zohar, he would be more concerned for the Zohar, that if you're living in Chutz Aretz, maybe it's not the best thing to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So he leaves it as a question what exactly the kavana of the Rambam was. But this was quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this din of Pinoy Yatzamos, Pinoy Kaver, and reburying in Eretz Yisrael. So in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideh Asim and Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph, Ein Mefanen Hameis Vatzamos, Lomi Kaver Mechubit, Lomi Kaver Mechubit, etc. But B'soch Shaloh Afilim Mechubit Lebazoi Mutter, if it's within your own property, it's mutter. She'arev la'adam she'enach naches la'avos. So if a person wants to be buried next to his parents, next to his ancestors, so to reintern someone in the family plot is mutter. V'chein k'dei l'kover buries as well. And the same thing to bury him in Eretz as well. Says the Shach there, Sifkata and Aleph, what's the chisaron? Why in general do we say you can't reintern? Hatam shebilbol kasha lemesim, that moving around, extra movement is kasha lemesim. Bimnei shem is yarin miyom adin. So on some level, it's you're creating some upheaval to the mesim, however that works. And then sifkatan gimbal, buried yourself, mutter. Shehu kaparas. Buried yourself, mutter, shehu kaparas. In Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter because that achieves a kapara. Shafar Eretz Yisrael mechaperas. So it sounds like there's a bilbul, there's a pain on some level caused to the mesim, but it's worth it if you achieve a kapara in by being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiv Eger there on the side of Shulchan Aruch quotes a Zichron Yosef. That the reason isn't kavod amesim, but the reason it's tsar bizayon, and the same idea that you can be mochel even if it's tsar bizayon, but if you're going to get a kapara, then that is still beneficial. Okay. Dayan Weiss is asked a shayla minchas yitzchak chelik zayin simen kuf lamid vav, that someone was already buried 20 years ago, and now they want to move him to Eretz Yisrael to be next to his mother. And at the time that he passed away, the mother was still local, wasn't Eretz Yisrael. So this is nowhere on the mind of the nifter, one way or another, 20 years ago, that he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So he points out, Shulchan Aruch, we just saw that it's mutter. He notes that many gedolim only would rebury in Eretz Yisrael where the nifter indicated a preference to be buried there, or in a situation where there's some danger to the current location of the kever. He quotes the Sama Rebbe that we just saw. It was Koshish for the Zohar. So he says, it sounds like he's not excited if there wasn't an explicit Sava to be moved to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't sound like he's excited about doing so, even if it's near. Ramosha has the following parameters. Chela Gimel Simon Kufnun Aleph. This is a late Shuva from the mid-70s. So Ramosha was responding to something that happened in London, where apparently a community in London sold their cemetery that had hundreds of years worth of graves. for a profit because it was on choice land and they had an attractive offer to sell. So they sold this cemetery and their plan was that they're going to reinter all of the kvarim. And now, to kind of cover themselves, they're saying that they're going to rebury everyone in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe says, even if technically speaking, you are allowed to be mefana kever to Eretz Yisrael, so that's by an individual. That if you have a yachid and the family members, he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, the family members wanted to move into Eretz Yisrael because of the mile of the kapar of Eretz Yisrael, so then you're allowed to do that. But if your motivation is financial, that you're selling the cemetery to make a lot of money, and then you have to move the mason somewhere, so you'll hide behind this din and say, okay, we'll move them all to Eretz Yisrael because that's mutter, and Moshe says that is inappropriate. Because on some level, it is true that we're worried about the Tamuas Artsi, that on some level, the Yerushalmi is correct, that you can't just, it's not right for everyone who lives in the Chutz Laaretz to suddenly be moved to Eretz Yisrael for burial. But on an individual level, even though that's true, but to achieve the kapara that's affected by for an Eretz Yisrael, so you could do it. But to do it whole scale and to do it in a situation where it's really for financial motives, Ramosha says that is inappropriate. This also then relates to what Ramosha writes about a movement in the 1970s to reintern Moses Montefiore's remains in Eretz Yisrael, which is a machlokas between Ramosha and Rav Avadya. Ramosha, 2 shuvas later, Chela Gimel, Simon Kufnun Gimel, Be'inyan Pino Yatsamos Asar Moshe Montefiore, Eretz Yisrael. So apparently there's a movement at the time. I was just looking to see what happened in the end. It looks like he wasn't moved. So Ramosha won. But from what I found on the internet, it looked like this was Golda Meir's initiative. So they wanted to reinter Montefiore's remains next to the windmill in Yerushalayim. And Ramosha says that's not right, that it's only for family to decide. If there are children and the children decide it's in the best interest of the parents to be reinterred in Eretz Yisrael, that's okay. But for other people who are unrelated, even if they have good intentions, so why are they worried about this guy? They should worry about every other Gon and Tzaddik and Kadosh that lived throughout the millennia in Chutz Laaretz. Why is Montefiore any better than anyone else, better than the other Gaone Ashkenazim, Gaone Sfardim, and Kol HaTzadikim B'Kol HaDoros? I'm sorry? Yes. So Sfar Moshe is not a fan, and he says Dafka wanted to be buried in Chutz Laaretz. He knew all about Eretz Yisrael. He visited many times. Maybe he had a cheshbon. So absent a tzavar, absent children that think it's in the best interest of the parents, it's not up to just anyone to make such a decision. And Rav Avadya disagreed. Yabia Omer, Chelek Zayin Yerideya, Simen Lamites, Chelek Zayin Yerideya, Simen Lamites. Rav Avadya quotes a tshuva of Rasi Pesach Frank, Simen Reish Ayin Dalid. Apparently, there was a fight about one of the stolen Karliner Rebbes who passed away in New York. And there was a fight to bury in New York and bury in Eretz Yisrael. So Rasi Pesach Frank weighed in on that. And then Ravadia thinks Sarah Moshe is in Muchach. He says it doesn't make a difference whether it's the sons that want to rebury in Eretz Yisrael or other people. And it's not a pegiah on the covet of other Gaonim and Tzaddikim because no one's asking on their behalf right now. The fact that we're looking at one individual doesn't mean that that's the focus. It shouldn't be a cheshbon. Why aren't you worried about other Gedolim and Tzaddikim as well? So he says, if Montefiore said or left at Tzava that Dafka wants to be buried in London, so okay. But maybe he wasn't thinking about being buried in Eretz Yisrael. And had he known about the Milah be buried in Eretz Yisrael, maybe he would have wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Ravadia didn't think there's any problem in moving Montefiore's remains to Eretz Yisrael. But it looks like at the end of the day, it didn't happen. And I guess they're still in London or wherever they are. Chuvas Kalkas Yaakov, Yeradeh Simon Reishvav, raises a point based on the Pirkei de Rav Lazar that maybe the Maila of Kruin Arsal only applies, doesn't apply to Rishayim, that if someone was a Rasha or someone maybe wasn't a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, so maybe there's no imperative to bury in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I was talking to Rabbi Willig about this topic today. He mentioned that Rav Henkin was not such a fan of Kruin Eretz Yisrael. So I looked in the reprinted Chuvas and Letters, Ruas Eliyahu, the Yeridea volume. So he has four, there are four letters printed here, beginning in Simen Kuf Samech Aleph. Rav Henkin is concerned about the financial repercussions of burial in Eretz Yisrael. It's very expensive. So number one, it creates a financial pressure on families or individuals if there's such a movement to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, the money that you're spending on burying in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it could be better spent on staka or other local causes or helping people that need the money more. So in the scheme of things, he thinks that maybe it's not the best investment of funds. So Rabbi Willard didn't think that was as much of a consideration if said people spend money on much less valuable things. But Rav Henkin says that should be a shekel, that there's a mila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But if it comes at an expense, you have to calculate the cost-benefit analysis. It says, especially someone who wasn't in Eretz Yisrael in his lifetime and didn't live there and had the opportunity to live there. So he's not such a fan of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. He says, his second Rabbitson was buried in Eretz Yisrael. He says he had nothing to do with that. It wasn't up to him. It wasn't his money. Her sister bought her a plot. She didn't have any children. She thought it'd be his gus. So don't blame me, he says. So there's no question that there are significant milas to Kruin Eretz Yisrael. And there are other factors also. So anyone would have to weigh the various factors in making such a decision. I'm sorry? Yeah, they moved the Chida. There were many that were moved.